Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Brethren, the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, "In you shall all the nations be blessed." So then, those who are men of faith are blessed with Abraham who had faith. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, "Cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them." Now it is evident that no man is justified before God by the law. For the righteous shall live by faith, but the law does not rest on faith, for he who does them shall live by them. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 12, verses 32 through 40. The Lord said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Provide yourselves with purses that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded and your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the marriage feast, so that they may open to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will gird himself and have them sit at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the householder had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." On this day, the 2nd of December, we commemorate Habakkuk the prophet. This prophet, whose name means loving embrace, is 8th in order of the minor prophets. His homeland and tribe are not recorded in the divine scriptures. According to some, he was of the tribe of Simeon. He prophesied in the years of Joachim, who is also called Jeconias, before the Babylonian captivity of the Jewish people, which took place 599 years before Christ. When Nebuchadnezzar came to take the Israelites captive, Habakkuk fled to Ostrakani, and after Jerusalem was destroyed and the Chaldeans departed, Habakkuk returned and cultivated his field. Once he made some pottage and was about to take it to the reapers in the field, an angel of the Lord appeared to him and carried him with the pottage to Babylon to feed Daniel in the lion's den, then brought him back to Judea. His book of prophecy is divided into three chapters. The third chapter is also used as the fourth ode of the Psalter. His holy relics were found in Palestine during the reign of Emperor Theodosius the Great through a revelation to Zabinus, bishop of Eleutheropolis. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.